You always have to beat the quote-unquote bad teams, right? Those are supposed to be the easy wins. If you can't get those, you're kind of in trouble. Luckily for the Milton Menace, they haven't really had trouble in that category. It's more the opposite, actually. They're mostly beating the bad teams, and they are sometimes failing to get past the good ones. We'll see if that holds true this weekend. I caught up with Menace captain Graham McCauley to discuss their wins over Mississauga and Georgetown, some of those bad teams, their loss to Toronto, the best team in the OJHL, and the upcoming games against King and Lindsay this weekend. Here's episode 11 of season 2 of Recap with Cap. So, two wins over your last three games. First was a massive 9-0 win over Mississauga last Friday. We had a lot of conversations about this game going into it, about maybe the potential physicality of the game. How did you feel, coming out of that 9-0 win?
Good. I mean, it was pretty tame, to be honest. I think we had one fight near the end, but it wasn't necessarily too chippy. But good to get the offense going. We had, 9 goals? So I think a lot of the times we make some games harden ourselves, so it was nice to see some pucks going.
Nice to get a shout-out for the goaltender, right?
Yes, exactly, that as well.
And you followed up with a close 4-2 loss to Toronto. Obviously, it was more of a 3-2 loss with the empty netter at the end, but Toronto, top of the league, so not necessarily a heartbreaking loss when you think about it like that.
No, but it was that was a tough one. I actually thought we played a pretty good game. Just gave up a couple too many odd man rushes, and they were able to capitalize. They got some guys who can put the puck in the net, so that was a tough one. But you got to try and take the positives out of that one.
I guess you guys feel that you are the best team in the OJHL, so when you go up against the team that's at the top of the standings, you want to get that win.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, and then on Tuesday, 5-2 win over Georgetown, North Halton rival. I always tell you, my dad, big Georgetown Raiders fan, he always goes to the games. How does it feel to get a nice win over the rival like that?
Yeah, I mean, it's always good to get a win against Halton team. We'll take the 2 points, kind of just move on. It wasn't an amazing game, but we played well. Like, we had 50 shots on that. One of those ones we kind of just... It wasn't the ideal win, but you take it and you move on to Friday.
Obviously, shots on goal is one of the more common advanced analytics in hockey. Is that just a mindset for the team, is to get the pucks on net kind of a thing, or is it circumstance of the play?
I think that's kind of one of the things we focus on, but I think on yesterday or Tuesday, whenever it was, that was just us just having the puck down low a lot, our forwards working. It was just kind of how the play went.
And then we have King Rebellion on Friday. It's a home game, so the Milton Menace fans can be in the building for this one. What can those fans expect against the King Rebellion?
That's the big game of the week. I think we're 1-1 against them so far this year. They beat us a couple weeks ago. We owe them. They're a big, fast, physical team, much like us. So that'll be a good one.
Now, you and I were talking about this. You guys have a bit of a busy weekend. We have the Miracle on Main Street annual event happening on Saturday. It's the 8th annual Miracle on Main. I know Tiger is looking forward to see you guys, but you do have a game on Saturday night in Lindsay. So are we expecting to see the Menace there?
Yeah, we'll have to look at the timing there, depending on when the bus leaves. But that's always a good thing that we go to every year. I specifically go to even before I was on the Menace. It's always good to give back, and I know Tiger loves having us out there. So, I've always been up there, but we'll have to check out the time. Hopefully, we can pop out for a little bit before we have to go down to Lindsay.
It is a tough drive to Lindsay, even though, if the event is 1 to 5 p.m., so if you guys leave relatively early, even still with the snow and all that, it's a hard trek up to Lindsay.
Yeah, we don't play till 8:30, so we'll have to see what time the bus leaves. Hopefully we can pop out for maybe even, 30, 45 minutes and say hi to Tiger and kind of, do our due diligence.
Definitely. All right, Graham, we'll catch up next week, and good luck this weekend.
Thanks, Graham. Appreciate it.